Do not pull down on the safety bar, please. I will lower it for you.
Hello, and welcome to Paul Mac Presents. Tonight, we bring you a special presentation. Paul Mac presents his Halloween Scarathon Spooktacular. That's right, so lock your doors, lock your windows, and bolt yourself down for Paul Mac's Halloween Scarathon Spooktacular. So look out, you are now our victim.
Castle. Aside from a single lamp burning in the tower, it seems dead, lifeless. As the sun casts its last rays upon the Borgo Pass, James Dork, a young salesman from Milwaukee, traveling the treacherous mountain roads by stagecoach, is approaching a rendezvous with the unknown.
This is the end of the line. What do you mean this is the end of the line? We're miles from nowhere. I know. It's a full moon and it's getting dark out tonight, and you're afraid we're going to be eaten by vampires, right?
Hell no, I'm just afraid of the dark.
Okay, well, what am I supposed to do now? Where am I, anyway?
Well, you're going to Castle Frankenstein? Okay, just head down the road, 7 or 8 miles, till you get to the abandoned Winchell Donuts there. Hang a left, climb the jagged, windblown peak, and you can't miss it. The name's on the mailbox.
Okay, well, get my luggage down, will you?
Yeah, here you go. don't I get a tip?
A tip? Are you kidding me? Forget it, pal.
Well, same to you, you dirt.
You.
Let me tell you one thing, you dirty double no good son of a.
After a long and arduous journey, our hero ascends the peaks and reaches the broken battlements of Castle Frankenstein. With reluctance and trepidation, he lifts the massive iron door knocker.
I see your invitation, please?
Well, I don't have an invitation exactly, but Dr. Frankenstein is expecting me.
Oh, well then, please step inside and let me take your hat and coat. You see, the doctor is having a small party tonight for some old friends of his, and I thought you were one of the guests.
No, actually, the name's Jim Dork, Apex Industries. Dr. Frankenstein and I have some business propositions to discuss.
I'll tell him you're here. The party's just warming up. Go ahead and mingle. The drinks are over there.
Well, that sounds like a good idea.
Good evening, sir. Do you want a drink?
Yes, please. I'll have a Shirley Temple.
Yes, sir.
Hey, bartender, that guy down at the end of the bar looks kind of familiar. Who is that, anyway?
Oh, that's Mr. Wolfman.
The Wolfman? Wow! I've seen all his pictures. He's great!
Yeah, him and the doc have been pals a long time.
Wow! Hey, I'll be right back. Excuse me, Mr. Wolfman? Jim Dork, Apex Industries, I'd just like to tell you how much I've enjoyed your pictures over the years. I think you're one of the best, really.
He's letting you know how much he appreciates that.
Oh, I see. What's Daddy's doing?
He wants to shake hands. Grab his paw.
Oh, I see. Hi there, pal. Hi there. Good boy. Hi there. How you doing?
He likes you. Here, give him some of these pretzels.
Here you go, boy. Good boy. Yeah, you like those, don't you? Good boy. Down, boy.
Everybody likes a wolf, man. Wouldn't hurt a fly. Always lets you know when he wants out.
Okay, now. Fun's fun. Down, boy. Down. Back.
Oh, Mr. Dork, I'm so glad to see you. I hope you had a pleasant trip.
It was a pretty rough one, actually.
I'm sorry to hear that. I see you've met Wolfie. Poor chap, he's been hitting the wolf bane pretty hard the last few years. He actually was screaming at the time.
I see your point. He's urinating on my leg.
Wolfie, control yourself. I'm terribly sorry. Come with me to the kitchen, and we'll take care of everything.
Excuse me, Doctor. The Invisible Man is looking for you.
Tell him I can't see him. The kitchen is right through here, Mr. Dork. Ah, this is my niece, Lola. Lola? This is Jim Dork. Jim's a young salesman from Milwaukee.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Dork.
The pleasure's all mine.
Lola's a fine girl, and she helps me in the lavatory. Now I'll leave you in her capable hands and get those pants cleaned up. When you're ready, I'll be in my study and we'll talk business.
Did my big boy wet his pants?
No, actually, it was the wolf man. Must be a full moon out.
That's terrible. We better get them off right now. Here, let me help you.
Sure.
Let's get these off, too. Oh, yes, and these, too. You don't have any clean clothes, do you?
I left my bags on the road about 4 miles from here. It was a long walk. I
Give me your shirt, too. Come to think of it, I've got some things to wash of my own. Do you mind if I take my clothes off, too?
Why, no. Go right ahead.
Doctor! Dr. Frankenstein!
Dracula, it's good to see you after all these years. I heard you moved to Hollywood. How long have you been in town?
I just flew in, and boy, are my arms tired.
You must be hungry. Igor, get the Count something to eat.
No, thank you. I had a bite before I left.
Would you like something to drink?
Why, yes, I would. Thank you.
Ow, my neck, Ow, get your teeth out of my neck. Ow.
Frankenstein, I've always said, you know how to throw a party. What's that? Sounds like it came from the tower!
Oh no! It's my monster! He's escaped!
Down in the village below, terror reigns supreme as the villagers pack their meager belongings and run for safety from a creature without mercy.
Run! Pack your things! People are dropping like flies!
Hans, what is the matter? Why is everyone running away?
It's the movie maker! He's back! And he's heading this way! Oh no, he's seen us! Escape if you can!
I can't. I feel sleepy. I can't move.
I know how you feel.
It was a wonderful night, though. Hey, did you hear the one about the blind man? He can't see, and I can't see him either. Oh, that's not even funny. Now, seriously, isn't this a nice night? Well, it's not really nice. It's okay, I mean. What about tomorrow morning? That's going to be a good day. But, well, am I right or not? Hello? Is there anyone there? Please listen to me.
Meanwhile, at the castle, Dr. Frankenstein organizes a search party to find the creature. Help? You take your team and search the marsh. The hunchback will take the road, and my group will search the old abandoned mill. Let me go find my niece and Mr. Dork, and we'll be on our way.
Dr. Frankenstein!
This is no time for romance, kids. We've got an emergency on our hands.
What's up, Doc?
As you probably know, I built a monster years ago, but I could not perfect his powers of speech. And not being able to make himself understand, he was destroyed by the stupid villagers. But that didn't stop me. I built a new creature. I tried to make it perfect in every way, but I failed. And now this creature is out roaming the countryside, leaving misery and boredom in its wake. I haven't known you long, son, but... would you help me find him?
Sure, Doc, I'll help.
Please don't let anything happen to him, Uncle. We're in love. We want to get married.
Marriage is a serious thing, dear. Are you sure you're in love?
Sure, Uncle. Just listen.
If I love you like you love me, and I love birds like you love bees, then I'm in love with you.
All right, I believe you. But let's get after the monster.
As Dr. Frankenstein's search party sets out from the castle, the villagers have the creature holed up in the old windmill.
All right, everybody, plug your ears. I repeat, don't listen if you begin to feel disrespectful, part to the health authorities.
You heard the man, son. Cover your ears.
But I think he's kind of funny, Dad.
Shut up and do what you're told, you simpleton.
I repeat, don't listen. For the sake of all that's holy, don't listen.
Excuse me, officer. Maybe I can help. I'm its master. Perhaps I can reason with it.
There's no reasoning with that, Doctor. It's a mindless idiot, I tell you.
I created it. I can talk to it.
Movie! Movie maker! Are you there?
Oh, hi, Doc. Anyway, hey, look, I want to tell you something.
I've got to speak with you.
Well, I... what I'm going to say is what I'm saying now.
These people, they're going to hurt you. But of course I...
Movie!
I'm afraid you're right, officer. We'll have to kill it.
Wait, Doctor. I'll bet if I went up there, I could bring it down alive.
Oh, no, Jim. I couldn't let
you. Be back in a flash.
Oh, he's so brave.
Look, somebody's climbing the tower.
Be careful, Jim.
Who's at the top?
Look, it's a fight. One of them's going to throw the other one over the edge.
Oh, which one's which? Jim!
I'm up here, honey.
The monster's dead.
Having vanquished the monster, Jim and Lola set a date to be married, and life is once again peaceful at Castle Frankenstein.
Life seems peaceful once again at Castle Frankenstein, thanks to you, James.
Shucks, it was nothing, Doc. I couldn't have done it without you, Lola.
Oh, James.
Lola.
James.
Lola.
James.
Good evening. I'm Ed Burrow, and the name of this show is Poison to Poison. Tonight, we're visiting the home of a very famous motion picture and television director. Are you there, Alfred?
Good evening, Ed. And welcome to my humble little sanctuary.
Alfred, you have a very fascinating home.
Thank you, Ed.
And exquisitely furnished, may I add. For instance, that armchair you're sitting in is very striking.
And very expensive, too.
Why is it so expensive?
It's made out of real arms.
What is that music I hear? Hi-fi from your phonograph?
No, Ed. That's FM from mortuary.
Alfred, what's in all those drawers along the wall?
Well, this one here, marked F, is full of feet.
From here, it looks like it's full of hands.
Excuse me, Ed. I'm so untidy.
Where does that door lead to, Alfred?
To my chambers.
Your private chambers?
No, my guest chambers. Oh, I'm sorry, Selma.
What happened, Alfred?
I stepped on my cat's tail.
That's strange. I didn't see any cat.
There isn't any. Just a tail.
Why, I see.
And this is my library, Ed.
Very charming, Alfred. What's in that bottle on the top shelf?
Old Granddad, on my father's side.
Beg pardon, sir.
Graves, please don't interrupt me. I'm on television.
Live, sir?
Perish the thought. Ed, before we go out into the yard, do you mind if I light up a cigarette?
Not at all. I'll do the same. Incidentally, what kind of cigarette are you smoking, Alfred?
My favorite brand, Old Gould's.
Very funny, Alfred. Alfred, why did you shoot that canary?
Because he was just plain yellow.
Shall we go outside, Alfred?
Yes, Ed. Now, this is my formal garden, Ed.
I noticed your car parked in the garage. It doesn't look as if it's been used much.
Only once, Ed. If you look close, you can still see the lipstick marks on the exhaust pipe.
Well, Alfred, our time is running short, but there is one last thing I would like to ask you.
Yes?
Are you going to do any other television besides your own series?
Oh, I may do a ghost shot on the Scary Mason show, But really, I'm very busy preparing my new cinema.
Oh? What's the name of it?
It's a musical called Death Takes a Holiday, Cha-Cha-Cha, with an all-star cast. Ghoulbrenner, Perry Como, Red Skeleton, Slab Hunter, and Mortician Saul.
Thank you, Alfred, for letting us visit with you this evening on Poison to Poison.
The pleasure was all mine, Ed.
Good night, and good luck.
This far. Congratulations. Hello, I'm Thurman. I'm your host on Paul Mac's Halloween Scaravon Spooktacular. I'm sorry I'm late, but well, you see, I was at Grand West Cemetery digging up a few of my old friends. You understand? And now, sit back, relax, and grab yourself a Bloody Mary. Because we now present Monsters in the Cinema, a retrospective of how our fiendish friends have influenced the minds and lives of you, the moviegoers, by going to see horror movies. So now, here it is. Paul Mac presents Movies Monster Moguls. So sit back and enjoy your treat. Or was it a trick?
Latest motion picture, Marnie, which will be coming to this theater soon. Marnie is a very difficult picture to classify. It is not Psycho, nor do we have a horde of birds flapping about and pecking at people willy-nilly. We do have two very interesting human specimens, a man and a woman. One might call Marnie a sex mystery, that is, if one used such words.
Warning from William Castle, producer of The Nightwalker.
Do you know that a dream can kill you? Gruesome thought, isn't it?
These everyday people are about to relive their dreams under hypnosis. They are not actors. Listen.
All of a sudden, we walk into a room. I turn around, there's no doors. There's no windows, and I have to go home.
As I go to kiss her, it seems as though we're surrounded by mosquitoes.
Only he's not wearing any clothes.
Charlie, watch your bayonet! Watch your bayonet, Charlie!
What are dreams? What do they mean? When you dream, you wander into another world where everything is strange and terrifying. When you dream, you become a nightwalker.
I dare say you are wondering why I am floating around London like this. I am on the famous Thames River, investigating a murder. Rivers can be very sinister places. And in my new film, Frenzy, this river, you may say, was the scene of a very horrible murder.
The so-called Deadly Mantis is no imaginary scare. It's a very real and present danger.
See the Deadly Mantis, the story of the day the world was engulfed in paralyzing terror. See a 1,000-ton insect monster hungering for human prey.
Where are they? Where are the bodies?
Spreading carnage across a continent. See the most astounding scenes ever filmed in The Deadly Mantis.
Where will we find the mummy?
Don't worry, the mummy will find you.
You'll howl as you follow Bud and Lou in a strange land where exotic dancers perform ancient rituals. You'll scream at this mystic world of mad magic and uproarious adventure.
Does this mean anything to you?
It means death to whoever holds it.
Starring Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, with sultry Marie Windsor giving you your first look inside Costello.
Turn on the lights.
Let's stop fooling and cut them open.
And Peggy King, George Gobel's TV girlfriend.
You blew in from the Middle West and certainly impressed the population hereabouts.
Imagine Lou trying to be charming to a snake. And Bud at the end of his rope.
Stop blowing!
Count Dracula sleeps in this coffin, but rises every night at sunset. Chick is right. This is awful silly stuff.
Come on, take it all out.
Now! Wheel, Chick! Cover up! Cover up! Wait a minute!
The nation's top comics, Abbott and Costello. Petrified, but hilariously.
Stop!
Plus the dangerous and terrifying Wolf Man, played by Lon Chaney. Plus that fiend out of a nightmare, the vampire Batman, Count Dracula, played by Bela Lugosi. Plus the most dreaded creature of them all, the Frankenstein monster, played by Glenn Strange. Plus a couple of luscious but designing females in the spookiest laugh fest on record. Costello come face to face with horror that turns into wild hilarity when they battle the master monster of them all. See Bud Abbott and Lou Costello meet Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, co-starring Boris Karloff, an uproarious riot at your movie theater.
I hope you don't mind if I have something to eat, but I'm rushed today. Planning the lecture has been most educational for me. I've begun to feel very close to the birds and have developed a real sympathy for our little... What was I saying? Oh, yes. I've come to feel very close to the birds and have come to realize how they feel when... I don't think I'll eat just now. Hardly proper with all of you here. Surely the birds appreciate all we've done for them. Don't you? Beautiful cage, fresh water, no other birds to bother you, none of that blinding sunlight. Oh! Now, why would he do that? Most peculiar. What on earth?
Extraterrestrial has gone beyond success to phenomenon.
Director Steven Spielberg talks about his film.
It has a lot to do with a visit to this planet from somewhere else by a creature who becomes lost. His ship leaves without him, and he's stranded here on Earth. And attracted by the lights of suburban civilization, drawn to that, he is discovered by a young boy.
Okay, everybody clear, please.
Okay, Henry.
Everybody,
it's heavy over there. This doesn't seem. Watch your own shadow now. Because I want you to get your shadow right on the wall there. You can see yourself when you walk in. Okay? Yeah. Let me sit down to one so I can see what I'm going to see. Do you touch that leg back?
Yes.
There's almost a psychic. You understand the word psychic? You know, ESP?
Yes.
There's almost a psychic attraction. You're not sleepwalking, you're not dreaming, you're really conscious, but something is making you brave. Something's making you get closer and closer to the porn star. Although I would use the flashlight as a weapon, meaning if you're afraid, I think rather than holding the flashlight comfortably down here, you'd hold it out like that. It's kind of like a lance, you know, a magic user lance, you know, as you walk through here. And I would come out of the house this way. I'm going to have you walk down the corn sideways, looking in here, and actually you'll be making the beam go across the lens, which looks very pretty. And also it's kind of scary. Elliot's a victim of a separated household. His father's in Mexico with another woman, and his mother's trying to recover from the trauma of the separation. And he's within a suburban American household, he's an abandoned child. Pretended is nothing more than an animal. It's some sort of a deformed cross between a coyote and a rabbit. All of a sudden, it's showing great intelligence. And that cracks you up. What makes it unique is that it's a love story between a young boy and a 600 to 800-year-old extraterrestrial.
Time magazine says E.T. is in a class by its beautiful self, a movie that confirms Steven Spielberg as a master storyteller of his medium. Newsweek magazine calls E.T. the summer's best movie. This is Steven Spielberg's finest movie yet. Touching, exhilarating, irresistible. E.T. the extraterrestrial in his adventure on Earth. From Universal Pictures, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Scarathon Spooktacular. I'd just like to thank you all for calling in, joining us here on this special presentation. If you'd like to write to us or have any questions, don't forget to phone in your input every Friday and Saturday and leave your movie reviews. Or write to us at Post Office Box
2600 Mount Wilson, California, 91023, and we'll get right back to you. Thanks for calling, and don't forget to tell your friends about the movie line. Have a happy Halloween.
I dig you the most. We trust our songs have set you at ease. Those good old haunting melodies. We've done our very best, it's true, to scare the life out of you.
People say that I'm very cruel. They even call me a gory ghoul. They don't understand why I rob the dead. I'm only trying to get ahead.
I'm just like Dr. Jekyll, they say. Creating monsters is my forte. If you are ill, here's what I'll do. I'll make a new man out of you. Happy nightmare to you.
Happy nightmare to you.